This is Dial a Saint, introducing St. Mary Faustina. Our saint, named Helena Faustina at birth in 1905, was the third of 10 children whose poor parents lived in Glakowice, a small village in Poland. Schooling for Helena included only several years of elementary school, after which she began working as a domestic in the households of various families in neighboring cities. She worked hard, loved to pray, was obedient and sympathetic to human suffering. When she was 7, she told her parents of her desire to enter the religious life, but they absolutely refused her request. During the following years, the desire to unite herself with Christ's sufferings grew stronger until she renewed her efforts to enter a convent. After initial rejections, she was accepted in 1925 by the Sisters of Our Lady of Mercy in Warsaw. Her duties were usually as cook, gardener, or doorkeeper. Her outward manner was cheerful, kind, and unselfish in her love of others. Her heart's desire was to become not only a saint, but a great saint. She desired most to deepen her union with God and unite with Jesus in his mission to save souls. God responded by revealing himself to her in ways which allow us to say that she is one of the outstanding mystics of the Church. She received the gifts of contemplation, visions, revelations, the hidden stigmata, prophecy, the ability to read into human souls, and the gift of mystical espousals. In light of these special favors, she wrote, "Neither graces, nor revelations, nor raptures, nor gifts granted to a soul make it perfect, but rather the intimate union of the soul with God." She died at the age of 33 in 1938, having offered her life as a sacrifice to aid the souls of sinners while enduring the sufferings from tuberculosis which had spread through her lungs. She was declared to be a saint in the year 2000 by Pope John Paul II, who placed her feast day on the first Sunday after Easter and gave her the title of Apostle of Divine Mercy. Her mission was given her by Christ. He told her, "I am sending you with mercy directed to the whole world. I do not want to punish aching mankind, but I desire to heal it, pressing it to my merciful heart. You are the secretary of my mercy. I have chosen you for that office in this and the next life, to make known to souls the great mercy that I have for them, and to exhort them to trust in the bottomless depth of my mercy." The mission of St. Faustina contains 6 facets. The first is, the image of the merciful Jesus is closely related to the risen Savior who brings peace to people by means of the forgiveness of sins at the price of his passion and death on the cross. 2 streams of light representing graces flow from Christ's heart. The pale rays stand for the water which makes the soul righteous. The red rays stand for the blood which is the life of souls. The 2 rays together signify the holy sacraments, the graces of the Holy Spirit, and the new covenant of God with men in the blood of Christ. The image not only represents the divine mercy of God, but recalls the Christian obligation of trust in God and our need to actively love our neighbor. Attached to the veneration of this image is our Lord's promise of eternal salvation, of great progress on the way of Christian perfection, of the grace of a happy death, and of all other possible graces which people will ask of him with trust. The second facet is, the Feast of the Divine Mercy was requested by our Lord to be on the first Sunday after Easter, to unite the Paschal mystery of the Redemption and the mystery of the Divine Mercy. The novena of 9-day chaplets to the Divine Mercy begins on Good Friday as a preparation for the feast. The promise of complete remission of sins and punishments is made to those who receive Holy Communion on this day and fulfill as well the requirements to gain a plenary indulgence. The third facet is the chaplet of the Divine Mercy. Those who recite this chaplet offer the body and blood, soul and divinity of Jesus Christ to God the Father for the atonement of their sins, for the sins of their loved ones and for those of the entire world. This chaplet of short prayers is recommended to be said daily, and when said with humility, perseverance, and in conformity with God's will, Christ's promises related to a happy death will be fulfilled, namely the grace of conversion and a peaceful death. When said at the bedside of a dying person, God's anger is placated, and unfathomable mercy envelops the soul. God has promised Saint Faustina, "It pleases me to grant everything they ask of me by saying the chaplet, if what you ask for is compatible with my will." The fourth facet is the hour of mercy. Recalling the importance of the third hour, which was the hour of grace for the whole world, in which mercy triumphed over justice, the Lord Jesus promised, "In this hour you can obtain everything for yourself and for others for the asking." Jesus made known to Saint Faustina to try your best to make the stations of the cross if you can, or adore my heart in the Blessed Sacrament, which is full of mercy, or if unable to enter a chapel, then immerse yourself in prayer where you happen to be, if only for a very brief instant. The prayers are to be addressed to Jesus, are to be said at 3 p.m. if possible, and are to appeal to the value and merits of Christ's passion. The fifth facet is spending the hour of the divine mercy. Christ made known that souls who spread the honor of my mercy, I will shield through their entire life as a tender mother her infant, and at the hour of death I will not be a judge for them, but the merciful Savior. The sixth facet is the divine mercy devotions aim at the renewal of religious life. There will be a new congregation, extending from the strict contemplative orders through active congregations of men and women to include lay people. This great supernatural community of people is one family united first by God in the mystery of His mercy, and second by the longing of people to reflect that mercy in their own hearts. Everyone, whether priestly, religious, or lay, will live by the gospel ideal of trust and mercy, proclaiming the mystery of God's mercy by their lives and words, and obtaining divine mercy for the world with their petitions.